to the garrison of the city of Petrograd and its surrounding areas. At a meeting on the 21st of October, the revolutionary garrison of Petrograd rallied around the Military Revolutionary Committee of the Petrograd Soviet of Workers' and Soldiers' Deputies as its leading organ. Despite this, the general staff of the Petrograd Military District during the night leading into the 22nd of October did not recognize the Military Revolutionary Committee, having refused to conduct work jointly with representatives of the soldiers' section of the Soviet. By this very fact, the general staff breaks with the revolutionary garrison and the Petrograd Soviet of Workers' and Soldiers' Deputies. Having broken with the organized garrison of the capital, the general staff has become a direct tool of the counter-revolutionary forces. The Military Revolutionary Committee absolves itself of any responsibility for the actions of the general staff of the Petrograd Military District. Soldiers of Petrograd. 1. The security of the revolutionary order from counter-revolutionary attempts has been laid on you, under the leadership of the Military Revolutionary Committee. 2. No orders to the garrison that have not been signed by the Military Revolutionary Committee are valid. 3. All orders for today, the day of the Petrograd Soviet of Workers and Soldiers Deputies, remain in full force. 4. Every soldier of the garrison is charged with the duty of vigilance, restraint, and unwavering discipline. 5. The revolution is in danger. Long live the revolutionary garrison. The Military Revolutionary Committee of the Petrograd Soviet of Workers' and Soldiers' Deputies.